Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with episode 176 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. I hope you are doing fantastic. Spring has sprung, and here in Chicago, the weather is finally changing, so I'm really excited about that. It just brings a new mood, a new air of possibility, and in the meantime, I'm personally doing some spring cleaning, so I hope this finds you well. Today's show, we have Lindy Nowak, who spent over 15 years as a creative director in New York City, working for multiple brands, including L'Oreal, Bon Appetit, Entertainment Weekly, Women's Health Magazine. So a real, real expert in this space. And she is founder and the CEO of Up in a Day, where she found this opportunity to turnkey website productions that helps entrepreneurs like you to set up a great website, to get it running quickly, on budget, and with very little effort from you. So I was really intrigued by the whole premise of this value proposition of what she brings, her and her team. And so I thought it would be a great interview just to discuss. This is such a perfect example of finding your white space, meaning filling a need, filling a gap in the marketplace, and just how you take care of that. It was a really fun interview. I enjoyed speaking with Lindy, and I hope you enjoy it just as much. As always, you can reach over to me on socials, especially on LinkedIn. I'm going to be posting more on LinkedIn, so catch me there, Patty Dominguez on LinkedIn. And as always, I hope this finds you doing fantastic. This show is a quick one, nice and punchy, full of value as always. And with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right, Lindy Nowak, thank you for being on the Positioning to Profit podcast. I'm really excited to have you here because I really feel like you have a very unique selling proposition that addresses a very common pain point. So it should be a good show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So where in the world are you? Because I see the backdrop there and I think I'm envious, but...
It is a real backdrop, yes. We're located in Miami Beach.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, so I love Miami for many reasons, and I'm here in Chicago, and actually it's a really nice day today. We're like in the 50s. I went out for a walk, and it's just my way. Like, I was just in a sweatshirt, and I'm like, oh, it's so nice out, where if I was in Miami, it'd be even better. I can't imagine. I have some good memories there for sure. Yeah. So I would love to introduce you to my audience because you have a very unique proposition in what it is that you do with your company. It's called upinaday.co, and it basically addresses, and I'm laughing a little bit because this is a common pain point for a lot of people. It's starting a website. So I cannot even begin to tell you how many times I've even had clients who are like, I'm just going to do my website myself. And I'm like, no, it's such the wrong way to go. So I am going to turn it over to you because you're the expert here. Can you tell us a little bit about your company? What was the idea behind it? And I really feel address is a big problem that I see a lot.
It's exactly why we exist. So we build new websites for new businesses, and we also build new websites for existing businesses that need a redesign. And yes, Up in a Day, we do build our websites very quickly, but it's all based around making the process of getting a really great website up very easy for our clients. Because typically the people that are needing websites are business owners. And as business owners, especially even solopreneurs, our small businesses, we're working a lot in the business and we're busy. We have so much going on, and the website tends to be the last thing on the to-do list because it seems so daunting. Time, money, and effort of the perception of getting your website redesigned or getting it up is such a daunting task. And I get it because I experienced it myself prior to starting Up in a Day. And yes, and that's why we exist. I started the company about 3 years ago, and it was truly out of necessity. I was running a digital marketing agency at the time, and we were building complex websites on Shopify and Squarespace. And we kept getting referrals coming to us, small business owners, who were in desperate need of a website yesterday, on budget, fluffy, and something that works for their business as a marketing tool, like business card, website as confirmation. And they would show us their existing websites and they were just awful. Like you said, they either designed them on their own or they had their cousin's son design it, or unfortunately they found themselves with an agency that didn't understand our business, or even worse, never even finished a website or disappeared. Yeah. Happens all the time. And so finally, one day I was like, man, there has got to be a better way for these small business owners to get a website their business deserves and to get it quickly, because it's really a time thing. And a few weeks later, my wheels are spinning, the gears are cranking, and I'm like, wow, you know what? We can do this. We can do these Squarespace sites really well and really fast. And I've always dreamt of creating a new productized service that was very transactional. And it just hit me in 5 minutes. I was like, websites done in a day, making it super easy for our clients. And they come to us, they purchase the website, we have a kickoff call, and then we send them on their way with their website and a tutorial showing them exactly how to make updates on their own. And that's how it came to be.
I love it. I love it because, okay, so in my personal experience, the two sides of the coin, right? So the one part is where I see a lot of solopreneurs, to your point, they'll develop their own site on like GoDaddy or something, and it's just absolutely hideous. And it's missing things, and it makes them look even worse. I think the intention is, I got to have something. But then the something they have is just ridiculously bad. And then the other side of it is where I personally had clients who have invested with these agencies that are very popular, especially in the entrepreneur space. And the websites are like $25,000 to $35,000+. And it takes months. And when I say months, we're talking months. 3, 4, 5 months. I'm like, what is taking so long? I don't understand this. And I think in our haste to want, I guess in certain situations, people, they say, okay, we really want to invest. I want to go all out. I want to show up in as a premium brand or what have you. But they're investing in these websites that at the end of the day, it's like robbing this time. It's so counterintuitive because So I'm thinking, okay, if we give it over to an agency, it's going to make my life easier. But in a couple of particular instances, it was more hurdles, obstacles. No, they don't get me, this and that. It was just a debacle. And in some cases, to your point, the things didn't even get done. So the T's weren't crossed, the I's weren't dotted. I would love to hear what you clear. I think it's astronomical that you can do this in a day. So can you just explain, if somebody is hearing this, be like, okay, how is she doing this in a day? How does that happen? What's the must-haves on a website that most people are maybe overlooking that you all provide in just a day?
That's a great question. When I first started up in a day, I think people were like, this is too good to be true. And the answer is, it is too good to be true. So that's a great question. What do all business websites, especially in the service industry, what do they need? One, clear messaging, simple messaging. In the days of Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn, and we're on our phones, we're moving fast and we're scrolling fast. And we're looking for that one cool picture, that one keyword that stands out that we can relate to, right? That answers our problem. So that's how we structure all of our websites. They're specifically designed to move our client's ideal client through the website in a very easy way. We do that through just the framework that we created, CTA, call to action buttons in the header, in the right areas across the site, where it makes sense, not too many, but not too little. So as soon as you're capturing your audience and you answer their problem, they're like, okay, I'm booking a call, a perfect purchase. And so it's, and then on top of that, of course, great design and the branding. And even if clients come to us, for example, we work with a lot of coaches. They come to us and they're like, I have a logo, or I don't even have a logo, but I love these colors. It's okay. Like, great design can still come from great designers who know what they're doing in a website, whether you're using patterns, stock imagery, any kind of supporting imagery, just to elevate the brand and give it some appeal, yeah, and pulling in content that really speaks to the audience. So when we're designing our websites, they're all built for the marketing purposes of our client. And why? Because we're passionate about delivering a product that the business deserves, that works for the business owner as a marketing tool, whether it's primary, secondary, or tertiary, depending on where they're finding their ideal clients.
So you came from a corporate background. I was just taking a look a little bit before we met up, and you have a really great background having worked in New York City with some really big brands. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because as I always look at these types of things, for with me being in the coaching space, it's such a low barrier to entry. Like with you, it's a low barrier to entry in your market. And so anybody can be like, oh, I could do this. You know what? But can you really? Because that's my take on it. It's like, where's the expertise? That's what I look for personally, because again, low barrier to entry. Now you have a phenomenal background. Can you share a little bit more about that? And then just because I heard you say that you started an agency and now you've evolved into this agency. So more about you to show people that you know what you're talking about.
Thanks. My career started in graphic design. So immediately upon graduating university, I won't tell you when. 3 days later, I moved to New York and I got this internship that paid absolutely nothing. And I worked my butt off so many hours. And that's where I started really gaining the work ethic. I started learning about branding, obviously the graphic design and the computer, that's just the tool in which, right? And then through graphic design, you learn about communication. And once I graduated from that internship, I got hired at L'Oreal. And I was at L'Oreal for about 5 years. And I made my way up the ladder and I became an art director while I was there. And then I have a little caveat. I actually got a little burned out when I was at L'Oreal. I was just working, I was grinding, wow, 9 to 8 nonstop. And the work was just like so much. And the team was very nimble, but very small. And it just wasn't me. I just felt like I was boxed in. I felt like I had so much more to offer. And I was just felt like I was always being told what to do without actually being able to present my ideas. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, as I think an entrepreneur now and coming from a family that's nothing but entrepreneurs, I'm the only one that went corporate.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't figure out why I couldn't thrive. Like, I was happy and I was doing really well and my talent was there, but there was something blocking me mentally, subconsciously. Anyways, my parents decided they were going to call me one day, 5 years into L'Oreal, and they told me to pack my bags and move to Brazil because that's what I always wanted to do. And it's true. 6 months later, I was gone. I left everything. I left the great job, the great apartment, the great boyfriend, and in pursuit of clarity, I guess, and the ocean and beaches and a new culture. And for the next year, I just traveled until my money ran out and I just became a different person. You can imagine. I went there with a backpack and came home completely like who I was to be. And while I was there, when I sort of ran out of money, I actually decided that I didn't want to leave and I wanted to live there. And I got a job at an agency, a small creative agency in Rio de Janeiro. And I worked there for another year.
What a great experience.
It was super cool. It was it's a dream of it every day. It's just like such a huge part of me pivoting my mindset and my world and the way in my late 20s, early 30s, really directed my life into the life I wanted to live without even realizing it. So when you're that age, you don't think. oh, I'm on the wrong path. You're just, okay, I'm just going with the wind. And I did. And I found myself back in New York City. And this is where I really transitioned into entrepreneurship. I fell into publishing. And specifically, I started in the marketing and sales side. First magazine, if you will, was Bon Appetit magazine. And that was so much fun. I really got my feet wet in the publishing world. And when you work on the marketing and sales side and publishing, there's nothing really to do in the magazine. Yes, you do some layouts here and there for advertisers, but really you're taking a step back as a creative director and you take on a marketing role and you think about that 360 picture of the brand you're working with and the brands that you're looking to partner with and for sponsorships, et cetera. So you're working events, in book, digital, so a lot of video, a lot of like collaborations. And that was really where I thrived, is because I had an opportunity to really think outside the box and just be my own person. And the publishing world gives you just that, or at least it did for me. I then found myself at Entertainment Weekly, which was amazing, so much fun. And then from there, I moved into Women's Health Magazine, and that was my last position in corporate. And then we had an opportunity a few years later to move to Miami. And I said, big tech town, let's try. And I started that little agency and I spread my wings. And here I am with Oven Today.
I love it. What a great background. And I love this that you said that you came from a family of entrepreneurs. And so did they encourage you to explore, to say, if you're so miserable, let's say, and obviously I'm putting that word in there because that's my interpretation of what happened. If you're that unhappy at the corporate job, go expand your wings, find yourself. Now's the time to do that. Did I hear correctly that your parents encouraged you to do that?
They did.
You have great parents.
It was my mother. She just really would, she could think outside the box.
Yeah, that's so unusual.
It might be because she married my father, who was like this crazy entrepreneur, like he did all kinds of crazy stuff. So I think she probably recognized the fact that I was not happy and where I was and just understood that maybe that wasn't the path for me.
Yeah, there was more there.
It was the path for me because look where I am now. I was actually just talking to somebody. I feel like maybe as entrepreneurs, we shouldn't poo the corporate direction, because without that corporate direction, without working for other people, I wouldn't be where I am today, because those are just stepping stones into creating a life as the doors open, if you will.
Yeah, especially if you always had it in you to be more adventurous and exploratory with what could be. I feel that whole thing that you said about your corporate background, I resonate with that so much because I was in corporate for a really long time too. And when I first went off into entrepreneurship, I negated so much of the corporate experience. I was like, no, I'm an entrepreneur. It was really like, it was very ego-based. No, I'm not that person anymore, blah, blah, blah. But then I came to realize as I was trying to find like, what is a message of what I bring to the table? Inevitably, you have to look at your past and say, this is so much of the collective experience that I have that it's a disservice for me not to acknowledge it. And so that's what happened. And that's when I found the thing that I was like, this makes sense. Let me hang my hat here on this particular thing that I want to talk about. And so I agree, they become the stepping stones that how fortuitous of you to have your parents that encourage you to do that. Because I was in my own prison of my mind. Like, why am I so unhappy? Why am I so unhappy? Why can't I find my way? And for me, I found it through books because I didn't have coaching at the time. It was like 2009, 2010. Coaching wasn't as prominent as it is now. But man, I wish I would have had somebody tell me like, hey, if you're feeling out of sorts, if you're feeling misaligned or incongruent or not happy and you're trying to figure it out, it's because you're not supposed to be there, most likely. Find your way. And so the message there that you're sharing, I think, is a really important one. And absolutely, look at all the amazing experiences you had as a result of that one decision that you were just to take. It's awesome. I love that. I love that whole story. It's so cool. So out of curiosity, how did you come up with the name Up in a Day? Because it says exactly what you do. And why not up in 2 or 3 days? Just curious.
I think, like, how did I come up with it? I was watching a webinar. Uh-huh. And when the idea of websites in a day clicked, because we could do them so fast already, the simpler ones, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, we can get these up in a day. Up in a day. That's really helpful. I did some research. I'm like, certainly up in a day is trademarked or copywritten. And nope, got it.
It's yours. It was yours. I love it. I love it. Okay. And so can you tell me about perhaps a client? Because I always want to see, show people what's possible. Say, for example, a coach, because I work with a whole lot of coaches and maybe they've been burnt. I see. Okay. So here's the thing. I see a lot of templatized sites in the way of they all look the same. They all have that scripty font. And they all look the same. It's like the pink color and it has the yoga emblems in the background and a picture. And I'm like, oh my God, this is void of any personality and any real uniqueness. So tell me a story about a client maybe that you've helped that was in that, I say Me Too, but not in the Me Too, the way it's campaigned, but like copycat type of template sites. And how you help them to identify their own brand personality and brand voice or what have you with a website.
We had a client that came to us, well, lead at the time, with a WordPress website that looked like it was duplicated three times. And it looked just like that. The font was the same, kind of generic. It's usually that happens a lot, like generic looking sites. I think that's a pretty good term. And they had an image that didn't speak to their offering. Right. It was just a random stock image. Their logo was difficult to read and it's pixelated. And it was just all messed up. The other thing is the messaging wasn't structured appropriately for the coach and her particular practice. So that's usually the biggest issue we see. Yes, we'll see a lot of like templated websites, but normally they're really outdated or they're just the messaging is completely wrong. So for this client in particular, she was a business coach. We had a discussion with her. We got to know her entire business inside and out in an hour. And we have very specific questions about what we ask our clients. There's like a whole checklist for different verticals. And for coaches in particular, the main question is, well, one of the main questions is, who is your ideal client? But also, who are you looking to meet? Where are you at in your business now? Where are you looking to be in 6 months? Where are you looking to be in a year with your coaching business? And that gets people scratching their heads. Some people are like, wow, geez, that's a great question. I just started. Other people are like, I want to be here. Some people are like, I want to grow a team, consultants, or I want to have 10 clients per month, whatever it is. And that's the type of information that a proper web designer needs in order to lay out the site, plus for the copywriting. And in this case, and in a lot of cases, this particular website, the messaging was all wrong. It wasn't in the right place. It wasn't telling a story. It wasn't capturing the essence of what they were offering. When you went to the services page, it was just like all about her. And it's not about her. It's right. About helping. Yeah. Yes. What is it that you offer? What does that look like? Typically, how long, you know, is the engagement? How do I get started? But most importantly, what is the value you provide? What is the state the problem that I'm coming to you now with so that I can relate to you? And then tell me the value that I'm going to get from working with you. So that's the type of messaging I'm talking about, where you can strategically place that throughout the site, from the homepage to the service page, to the contact page, even about. And then designing around that. We just happened to be, when I started Up in a Day, the two pillars that we had to have, great marketers and great designers. And you really need both for a successful website. I really do believe that. And the great marketers need to know what great messaging is and the ability to understand our clients and be empathetic and sympathetic and really take the time to get to know them. Because the more people we can help, the better the world is going to be. I remember when I started Up in a Day, I was like, I'm going to start a company that is very easy for me, where things are very transactional. Like they come, they buy, and they go. But really, it's not about that. It's about our clients that come to us in desperate need of a really great website. So my majority come with cold feet because they got burned in the past, and that's okay. It's my job to ease their pain. And if it's not a good fit, we'll send them to someone that we trust. But it's the most rewarding part is showing our clients their websites for the first time after we build them out. Because we'll build the whole site first before they see anything. And then we do the big reveal. People call us the HTV of websites.
Oh, that's so amazing. I love those moments. You're like, ah, it's really exciting. I love that. That's cool. Yeah. Excellent. So now as a result of you helping her with her site, the new look, right? So this was a woman, a female client of yours?
Yes.
New site, new messaging on brand. So how has that helped her?
ROI all the way, because now the website converts the clients, and we'll come back to our clients and say, hey, it's been 3 months. How's business?
Okay.
How are you getting people to your website? What are they doing?
Yeah.
And they're always booking a call, and they're booking a call with her. And she said that now the website, when people get there, they know exactly what she offers and how to get it. And she said the other thing that she loves about the site is that there's a trust gained from the potential client just by moving around the site. And that's just through messaging and understanding who they work with. Just being very clear and upfront. Yeah. So she's so happy. It's really cool to see clients' businesses grow. That's what it's all about. And it's not just the website, but it's other marketing channels too. But the website's so huge.
I think out of that, when you have that type of thing, it gives the clarity and the confidence that she needs to say, okay, I'm connecting the dots for these prospects in a way that coming into, we've heard the whole thing of KLT, no like trust. You're moving people along that no trust factor enough to book a call, which is everything. So yeah, it's huge.
You know what else it does? It ups their confidence too.
Absolutely.
They have an awesome website that they love, that they're proud of. Yeah. They get on a call with somebody, they know that, and they're going to talk to that and be very confident in those calls. We have, how many times have you heard somebody that you know say when they get on a call with somebody for the first time, they have to apologize for their website? Oh, sorry. I know my website's really ugly. Oh, sorry. My website is so ugly all the time.
Yeah. It's so true. So true. All right. So let us transition over to the fast five questions, where I'm going to ask five questions. You answer organically, whatever comes to mind. There are no wrong answers. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Shoot.
All right. Let's do it, Lindy. Number one, what would make this year a great year for you?
Growing my team.
Aw. Okay. Number two, what would you consider your greatest achievement to date?
Starting up in a day. 100%.
Number three, person, place, or thing, what is one thing that inspires you greatly?
Traveling the world.
I got chills on that one. That's my favorite. Number four, what is one thing that you wish somebody would have told you when you first started your business?
Go slow, step by step, day by day. Don't rush it. It's not an overnight thing.
Yeah. And how? And number five, after all is said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
Providing value to small business owners to help grow their business.
I love it. All right, Lindy Nowak, will you please share, Lindy, how people can get in touch with you, find out more about Up in a Day so that they can get their website clear and concise so they have more confidence?
You can find us at upinaday.co.co. You can also find us on LinkedIn and Instagram at upinaday. And you can book a call with me. I'd be happy to chat and see if we can help.
Excellent. All right. Upinaday.co. You can also find that in the show notes. Lindy Nowak, thank you so much for being on the show. Continued success to you. I love what you're doing. And it's super valuable for people. And I really applaud everything you've created so far. So best of luck to you.
Thank you, Patty. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey there, thanks for checking out the show, Positioning to Profit. It means a world to me that you've stayed here till the end. And if you love the show as much as we love putting it together for you, will you please do me a favor and leave a rating and review over on iTunes? It would really help the show and to get the message out. And when you do, do me a favor, send me a message over on socials, either Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, any of those. Let me know that you left a review. Not only will I give you a shout out, but I'll be in touch with you to send you a little something something as a thank you for what you've done. All right. Also, like I mentioned, I'm on the socials, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Please do make sure to connect. I love connecting with new people, and it just, again, really helps to get the word out. So thank you so much again for checking out the episode. And if you're looking for some goodies, head on over to my website. You can just go to positioningexpert.com and it'll take you right to my website. Lots of good stuff there. All right. See you next time.